In a world where the concept of purity and chastity seems increasingly rare, Mary stands as a beacon of virtue and grace, offering hope and guidance to those seeking to uphold these values in their lives. In the midst of a culture saturated with sexual imagery and messages, Mary's example shines brightly, reminding us of the beauty and importance of living lives that are pleasing to God and respectful of the sanctity of our bodies. The Catholic Church teaches that Mary's purity and chastity are exemplary virtues for all believers to emulate. Her Immaculate Conception, free from the stain of original sin, underscores her unique role as a model of holiness and purity. Throughout her life, Mary remained steadfast in her commitment to God, faithfully embracing His will and embodying virtues such as humility, modesty, and chastity. Scripture offers glimpses into Mary's profound commitment to purity and chastity. In the Gospel of Luke, Mary's response to the angel Gabriel's annunciation highlights her unwavering faith and obedience to God's plan, despite the potential social stigma and personal challenges she faced. Her fiat, "Let it be done to me according to your word," exemplifies her complete surrender to God's will and her willingness to embrace His divine purposes with purity of heart and mind. Moreover, Mary's close allegiance to Jesus, her Son, aligns her with His primary mission of saving humanity from sin. As sin is often manifested through acts of sexual impurity, Mary's life becomes a powerful example of living in opposition to such sin. Being free from original sin herself, Mary serves as a beacon of purity and chastity, guiding believers towards lives that honor God and respect the sanctity of their bodies. Additionally, Mary's question to the angel Gabriel at the Annunciation further emphasizes her commitment to purity and holiness. When informed of her divine calling to become the mother of Jesus, Mary's response, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" underscores her intention to live a life dedicated to God's will, even within the confines of her engagement to Joseph. Her question reveals her desire to maintain her purity and holiness, setting an example for all believers to prioritize spiritual integrity above worldly expectations. Furthermore, Joseph's similar intention to live a life of purity and holiness aligns harmoniously with Mary's commitment. Their union, orchestrated by God Himself, is a testament to the power of God's plan and the beauty of two like-minded individuals coming together in mutual honor and glory of His name. Purity and chastity, universal virtues for all. In a world where values are often distorted and moral boundaries blurred, the virtues of purity and chastity hold immense significance as universal standards that benefit individuals and societies alike. While deeply rooted in Christian teachings, these virtues transcend religious boundaries and offer guidance for all individuals seeking to cultivate relationships grounded in respect, dignity, and mutual honor. Purity and chastity promote self-discipline, integrity, and reverence for the gift of human sexuality, fostering healthy dynamics and mutual respect between individuals. Regardless of religious affiliation, embracing these virtues contributes to the creation of environments that prioritize the well-being of all members and promote a culture of understanding, compassion, and love. By upholding purity and chastity as universal standards, societies can cultivate environments that prioritize integrity, compassion, and the well-being of all members. Embracing these virtues transcends religious boundaries and contributes to the promotion of a culture of mutual respect, understanding, and love. Therefore, while originating from Christian teachings, purity and chastity hold significance as ideals that can positively impact people of all backgrounds and beliefs, enriching lives and communities on a universal scale. Conclusion. As we strive to follow in Mary's footsteps, may we cultivate purity of heart, mind, and body, recognizing the sacredness of our bodies as temples of the Holy Spirit. Let us turn to Mary, our mother and model of purity, for guidance and intercession, trusting in her maternal care to help us live lives that are pleasing to God and reflective of His love and grace. May Mary's example continue to inspire and uplift us, guiding us towards lives of holiness, virtue, and purity in a world desperately in need of God's light and love.